There are two haftaras throughout the Jewish year that we do an entire sefer. One of them is Mincha Yom Kippur, where we do the entire sefer Yonah, and then there is the haftarah for Parshas Vayishlach that we do the entire sefer of Ovadia, all 21 psukim, all one perek. We don't know who Ovadia was exactly, or when he lived. Most of the treos are most neviim, like we have kings that give us a time frame. We don't know who Ovadia was. There is one pasuk in Malachim that speaks about an Ovadia who lived at the time of Achav and Izebel, and he tried to save the neviim. According to many of the Rishonim, it's the same Ovadia of our nevuah. And Rashi begins Sefer Ovadia by saying that Ovadia lived between two Rishaim, Achav and Izebel, and did good stuff. And Esav lived between two tzaddikim, Yitzchak and Rivka, and did bad stuff. And that's why Ovadia is the foil for Esav, etc. So that's his point. Ibn Ezra seems to challenge that, but the notion of Ovadia coming to give Musar or to replace Esav is really what this entire Haftarah is about. This Haftarah is about La'asad Lavo, Edom, is going to be destroyed. And that's the Haftarah. And Edom is Esav. Right? The notion, though, of Edom being Esav is interesting, and a lot of what I'm saying now comes from Rav Moshe Lichtenstein's Sefer. Esav is a person. Edom is a country. Esav as a person, though, has a certain transformation. If you read the beginning of our parasha, Yaakov interacts with Esav, and they are actually both talking about each other as my brother, right? Yaakov goes to Esav, Achiv, right? And Esav responds, Achi Yehi Lacha Asher Lach, right? They're talking as brothers. At the end of the parasha, though, we have Esav who Edom, and Esav's family has like a whole bunch of children, etc. And these are the eight kings who live with Nei Melech Melech of Nei Yisrael. Now we are talking about Edom, which is a country, not just Esav, who's a Yachid. So there has been a real transformation. And the notion, Rav Moshe Lichtenstein points out that there seems to be a little battle beneath the surface over here, which is that the entire time that Yaakov is in Haran with Lavan, Esav is in Eretz Yisrael. So Esav thinks, this is my country, I'm going to get it. Yaakov, he's away, right? Then Yaakov comes back, and now we have like this challenge. Who gets the land? Who is the real descendant of Yitzchak? Right? That's what's going on in Parshas Vayishlach. And eventually, at the end of the parasha, Esav picks up and he moves to Har Seir and he establishes his own kingdom, etc., which means that the land becomes Yaakov's. But Yaakov also has this comment in the middle of the parasha, yeah, Ad Asher Avol Adoni Seir, I'm going to like, I'll come back to you. And we don't know when that's going to happen. So what we have is a dividing of Esav moving away from the land and then becoming Edom. Rav Moshe points out that in the Haftorahs, you see this as well. The first couple of psukim in the Haftorah of Vayishlach are also found in Sefer Yirmiyahu. And there, Edom is spoken of as one of the countries. Yirmiyahu HaNavi is giving a whole bunch of mussar to different countries. What will happen to you because you're so haughty is you'll be lowered. So Edom is just another country. And that's the beginning of this week's Haftorah also. Hine kato nisaticha bagoyim, bozoyata me'od. You're really a despicable, lowly country. Zedon libcha hishiyacha, shochnim chag v'salam arom shifto, omer blibo miyur din aret. That you're saying, hey, who's going to lower me? Who's going to put me down? Esav slash, or I should say Edom, you are arrogant. That's the first like nine psukim in this Haftorah. That's an avera of a regular country. But if you go on in the Haftorah, so the avera of Edom becomes an avera of, hey, bro, brother, you're not standing up for your brother. And when Yehuda is being attacked, right, Gamata kachad mehem. You are also like one of them, right? Al teire b'yom achicha b'yom nachro. Al tismach v'nei Yehuda. Right? Ovadia says, hey, you're seeing your brother suffering. Not only that, you're happy for it. That's a real betrayal of the family. So effectively, what the Haftorah is going through are these two dimensions of Esav's descendants of Edom. On the one hand, it's a bad country, like all countries, all nations can be bad, but it's even worse because you are going against, you're like stabbing your brother in the back. That makes it much worse. And the Geula is going to come, the end of the Haftarah, the last Pasuk, Ba'alu Moshim Baharatzion Ishbotis Har Esav V'Haysal Hashem HaMalucha. Right? Eventually, Esav is going to be judged, and the Malucha will go to Hashem. Esav carries on, according to Chazal, through Rome. Rav Moshe points out that Rome had different time periods. There's Rome before the Emperor Constantine, who converted to Christianity in the year 313, I think, and then there's Rome after. Rome before the conversion is basically treating the Jews like it treats all other peoples. Pagan Rome just tries to kill everybody. But then you have Christian Rome, and Christian Rome has a fight against the Jews as brothers do. Right? So that happens as well. For Haysal Hashem HaMalucha, at the very end, what's going to happen is that Edom slash Esav slash the descendant of Edom, which is Amalek, will be destroyed, and that's when Malchus Hashem will be returned. But there are differences in the Navi between various nations and how they will be dealt with. Right? Most nations are going to, well, Asid Lavo recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Amalek, the descendant of Edom, descendant of Esav, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying they have to be destroyed. So that is just part of this, because you're a brother and you stab us in the back, that's why you deserve worse than everybody else. That's some of the themes I wanted to mention, and we should have a good Shabbos. Questions, comments, observations, shkoyach.